Later on, Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina, which is right opposite where it says Pesachim Kuf Tes Amrav in the Mesoros Hashas. Right. Okay. You have it. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Loga da Raisa, that which is called in the Torah a log, is Tumnusa Atikda to Muraisa Ditziporin. It's the old eighth of a measure used to measure fish brine in Tzipori. That's what it was. I'm Rabbi Yena. Rabbi Yena said, Chochim Analei. I recognize that measure. I've seen it. The Beis Rabbi Yanai have a Mechilin Bodvash. Because in the house of Rabbi Yanai, they used it to measure honey. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Chati Shminis Tver Yonis Hayishora. It's half of the eighth, of the ancient eighth in Tveria, right? I'm Rabbi Yechon, Chodod Yidon Havos. That measure, the old Tiberian eighth, was our measure. We used to use it. The Lama Lo Amar Atikta, why didn't he call it the old measure? Because begin to have a spiyome, because it was during his time, as Rabbi Yochanan said, this is the measure of my day. I still remember it very clearly. Oh. Welcome. Come on, look alive. We did three lines. Haven't seen you since Thursday.
Right.
Yes. I thought they only did that in the same city. They do it in the intro city also. Anything they can make money on, huh? All right. Okay. So, Easter Amre, where we really did only four lines. Easter Amre, the Hava Ziras, the Rabbos, Ziras. Some say that the measure got smaller, then larger, than the Ziras, and smaller again. Below Ziras, Kumadavis, but not as small as it once was. Okay, so basically the history of measurements, not exactly an exciting suya. Kamishur Shokos, what is the measure of a cup? Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi and Rabbi Yossi b'rebun b'shem Rabbi Shmuel said, etzbaim el etzbaim, two etzbos, by two etzbos, right? This is the length and width of a cup, and the height is etzba mechto shlish etzba. It's an etzba plus a half plus a third. Half and a third is 3/6 and 2/6, 5/6. 1 and 5/6 etzbos. So it's 2 by 2 by 1 and 5/6. Okay, that's the shear of a kos. Rabbi Yezim Shemre, what? Tani. Yavish kizayis. Now, interesting, that's the shear of a revius. When you take revius and you dry it, it shrivels into the size of a kizayis. Divrei Rabbi Nosson. Rabbanan de Kesorin, the rabbis of Caesarea, B'shem Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Boom, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Asid Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Shimon. This is like Rabbi Nosson holds there, Rabbi Shimon. Come on, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Revius. Just like Rabbi Shimon says, by revius, when it congeals, it becomes a kizayis. Rabbi Nosson, Omer, Rabbi Revius, also said, by revius, sheikoresh, when it congeals, the Ebo kizayis will have the size of kizayis. Do you have the place? Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shulman Levi said, "Maisa bepredel shabeis Rabbi, a certain mule in the house of Rabbi died. The shavatia rudama mishul nevela, and they reckoned that its blood was tar and wasn't nevela. Why was well didn't have tumas nevela? Why is that? Because it was less than revius. Now the tumah of nevela is not determined by revius, but determined by kazayis." But here, since we say there's a direct relationship between a revius of liquid and a kazayis of solid, so since that less than a revius, we also had less than a kazayis. Rabbi Lezer Shaul, Rabbi Simon, ad kama, how much blood was there? Velo agive, he didn't respond to him. Shaul, Rabbi Shimon Levi, yes, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Barmalay said, ad revius tar, well, up to revius is tar, yetzimi kan tome, more than that is tome, because if it congeals, it becomes more than a kazayis. Uvach Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Elazar was upset. Literally, it means it bothered him. The lo chazale Rabbi Simon shmuasa. Then Rabbi Simon asked, when he asked Rabbi Simon the question, Rabbi Simon didn't respond to him. Rabbi Biava Yosef, Rabbi was sitting, masnihar de nuvdan, telling him the story. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Bi, Ad Revi's Torah, Yosef Mikan Tomei. Up to Revi's Torah, more than that is Tomei, Uvoit Bei. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Kahana, Rabbi Bi kicked him. Rabbi Bi kicked him. So the shy of its literal kick or figurative kick, you know, we rebuked him, but let's say it's literal. He kicked him. Amalei Rabbi Zrikan, so Rabbi Zrikan said, begin the show, look at boy, because he asks you a question, you kick him. It's not nice. Amalei, so he said, the reason I did this is, love is died to your lie. I was not in a lucid frame of mind. Kidamar Rabbi Chanin, like Rabbi Chanin said, for you, Chayach, Kluim, Luchami Negin. Your life will be dangling opposite your eyes. That's an individual who acquires wheat year by year. In other words, he has no grain of his own. He has to acquire from the marketplace. You'll be afraid day and night and day. That's a person who has to buy all of his grain from a shop. Right? He has no stores. And you will not believe in your own life. When a part that somebody's contingent, Paul Tarrant, somebody's contingent on a baker, not only does he not be able to have his own grain, he can't even bake his own bread, he's got to buy it elsewhere. But it says, Rabibi, I'm relying on a baker, in other words, I have no independent resource on my own, and therefore I can't concentrate, and that's why I kicked him. Okay? Micah Dude. He's just too distracted by his Parnassus worries. Okay, Mike Dun, what's Lamaisa? What happened? Hey, Rabbi Shulman, Mesera Adam the Velus Shul Tor. Rabbi Shulman, Mesera testified that blood on the Velus is Tor. Mao Tor, what does it mean, Tor? Bilachsha. That it's not Machshir Kabel Tuma if it falls on something. Holotamos Mitame. But to be mitame, it's mitame. Of course, it's becomes tame tumas nevelos, right? If it has a revius. Tamatzinim, we know. Let me explain that a little bit better. Because even though this blood might not be considered to be a beverage, and the reason why it's not a beverage is because the only beverage is blood which gushes at the time of the shechita, but not any other blood. So it might not be a beverage, and therefore it's not machshir l'kabel tuma. But nevertheless, it can become tummy. Why? Because it's no worse than the flesh of the animal. We said the flesh of an animal of a nevela becomes tummy shir of a gazayas. So to the blood of as a shir of a revius, which congealed, becomes a gazayas, it's mekabel too, it becomes tummy to most nevelas, even though it's not a bona fide beverage. Okay? Tamatim, we learned over there, Tamasher, it's the blood of a rodent, kivisoro, is like its flesh. Mitame, it too, it has tuma. It's not machshir kabel tuma. We have nothing similar. Says Mar, we have nothing similar. We just learned about blood on the veil, which is very similar. It has the exact same parameters, as a matter of fact. So it says Mar kashir tumaso. We have nothing similar which has the shear of the tuma. What's the shear of tuma of the sheretz? Kadosha, size of a lentil, right? And therefore its blood, the shear of its blood also is whatever can congeal and become a lentil. There's nothing similar like that because everything else is at least a kazayis, right? Rav Yosef, Madamar Tomei Rabbi Yehuda, he holds the blood of the Nevelos Tomei, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the blood of Nevelos Tomei. Madamar Tomei holds the blood of Nevelos Tor, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Amalei Rav Duan, now, what? Amalei Rav Yudum, Rav Avduma, Nechusa, Rav Duma, who it seems that Nechusa means he came, was it a sailor or that? He came down from Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure which one. Vyos, it's taka good, good understanding. Rabbi Yehuda Muraina de Nasi Haba. Rabbi Yehuda was the posek in the house of the Nasi. And therefore, he must have held that the blood of Nevela is Tomei. Why? Because he passed in the house of Rebbe that they had to measure to see whether there was enough blood to make revius, which would be concise when congealed, in order that the blood of the mule should be considered tame. So we see from this, very basically, that Rav Yehuda is the one who holds, must be the one who holds that the blood can become tame, blood of an avela. Okay? Rav Yehuda must have been there for the one who says blood of an avela cannot become tame. All right, getting back to Shabbos. Tani, we learned how much blood do you have to take on Shabbos in order to be chayib? Tani, dam kedei lichol ayin achas, enough blood in order to put in one eye. Why you put blood in your eye? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Bun, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, B'dam atlev shonu, bat blood. Bat blood is good for the eyes. Bat blood.
Probably
his
rabies.
Maybe
not. Bat blood has rabies? Rabies are bad for the eyes? They'll kill you? I don't know. They used to use bat blood for eye ointment.
This was in the Bavli.
No, it was not in the Bavli.
I would have remembered.
Yes. Bat blood. That's what it says here. Okay? Maybe he's taking small quantities. It's good. What can I tell you? It says here bat blood. Okay.
Doesn't say what it cures.
Eyes.
No, I mean, what kind of eye?
Oh, it doesn't say, no. Okay. Somebody say? I don't think so. Cholav. Hadar dat amar b'chol b'ematur tohora. The amount of milk which you mentioned in the Mishnah, I think, was also revius. That's the amount of milk necessary in order to, the amount one swallows, which maybe it's revius, maybe not, but the amount which one normally drinks. So that's only by kosher milk. But pig's milk, or donkey milk, whatever milk, is enough to put in one eye because it's also good eye ointment. Okay, milk is not bad, right? Tavash, honey, has its own shear, which is the amount to put on a saddle, in order that it shouldn't rub against the animal's back. That's about old honey, which is already spoiled. But new honey, kidei levasho beitzakal, it's enough to cook a small egg. Now, that's very strange. So the carbonated pnei Moshe say, it means enough to spice a small egg, right? In other words, the amount of honey you need in order to spice a small egg. The Lieberman brings down from Lech Shlomo that Lech Shlomo is, of course, an Achron on Shas, but Lech Shlomo says that it's when it's too new honey, I guess, with the honeycomb, so it's not even suitable to eat. And therefore, the shear is not how much you can eat, but rather, or how much can spice up. Rather, shear is specifically how much is going to be able to serve as fuel for a fire. I guess because the wax, the honeycomb, maybe is flammable, so therefore you can use it in order to make a fire. Okay? By the way, somebody on my email group called me today on tying on me that I don't call Lieberman Rabbi Lieberman, which is
he's not a rabbi.
Well, he certainly had smicha. He certainly had smicha. What?
He had orthodox smicha.
I assume. I mean, he had smicha. Got smicha. Yeah. So I said, first of all, I use his book every day. And ironically enough, or not ironically, he said he never calls anybody rabbi. In the book, everybody's by their last name mentioned. Rotner, Apsavertz, or this guy, that guy. The only one I've ever seen he called Harav is Reb Meir Simcha. The Or Sameach. Maybe he calls Agon Reb Meir Simcha from Vince, which means he must have liked him. So, but secondly, I say, you know, what can I do? He affiliates up with a conservative institution. Reb Moshe holds that he's postulated just because of that. I can't, so I don't feel he has the same degree of covet for that an Orthodox rabbi receives, no matter how controversial. The bottom line is he fell off the edge. But I do appreciate the sefer. It's a fantastic sefer. Okay? In any event, says... What? You did order it, yeah. I didn't get mine yet, though. They're obviously very, very, what's the word? No, incompetent. Inept. Because I ordered the book a week and a half ago, and I haven't gotten it yet. Yeah. Okay, it took them a week and a half to get to call me back, and then it took them it's been a week and a half and I haven't gotten it yet. Also, did they take from you a credit card number? No, sorry, they have guessed it. Yeah, so I... Oh, but they didn't send me an invoice either. They didn't send me one. Yeah. Are they all very expensive? No? Because this is $38 you're trying to keep sure. All right. In any event, well, we'll see who gets it first. Says the order further. They didn't send me an order form. They just asked me for my address. Yeah, but I didn't get it. Says the Gemara, oil enough to anoint a small limb. Uvat Eber Kotem Shokotem in Yomo, this is also in the Bavli, means a small limb in a small child. The child was just born, which is like the pinky of a small child. Mayim water kedei loshuv v'sakiloris. Enough water in order to rub an eye ointment, in order to mix an eye ointment. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer said, Hoda da'at Amar Rabbi Lein ma'idatau, it's talking about dew water, which is very fresh water. But Rabbi Lein didon, but our normal water, which is not as fresh, which is not as clean, it's the amount of water necessary in order to clean the top of a spice grinder, okay? Which I guess is a small shear. All other beverages, the shear is a revius. And all sewage, the shear is a revius. Rabbi Chitza said, but upon the bais l'bais l'masnisa, very important principle, it's only if you're taking the sewage water and saving it for some other purpose. If the sewage water is just meant to be discarded, so then there's no, there's certainly no chashivas to it. And we wouldn't give it chashivas no matter what the shear is. But here we're talking about where you are retaining it for some other purpose, in which you're going to use it to water your field or something, to irrigate your field, and you're not throwing it out right away. With what regard?
The water was not
we did? We had that already? I remember. Anyway, that's the concept. It's possible we did. I just don't remember offhand. Okay. Well, it was in the Mishnah, but I don't remember what we said. But I don't remember what else we learned in this regard. It's possible. Says Rabbi Shimon Omer Kulam Revius. Rabbi Shimon said everything in our Mishnah for which the Mishnah gave separate shiurim, they're all Revius. Rabbi Shimon said, Chachom responded to Rabbi Shimon, how can you say this? Evshalomar Dvash, can you say honey, which is Choshev, the shear is Revius, and Chometz, vinegar, which is not significant. They're both the same shear, they're both Revius, and it doesn't make any sense. It should be relative. Shouldn't be absolute. He asked back at them. He said, it's a mistake. It should be grogeres. Just like you hold all food joined together, make a grogeres, which is the shear of Otsoa and Shabbos, a large fig. Kane of Onan Islan, so to I hold, all beverages joined together make revius. Now, what Rabbi Shimon is, we're negging somewhat of what he said. He's saying not that each one has its own shear, but they all join together. In other words, if I have half revius of honey and half revius of say sewage water, so they join together to make a full revius. Okay, and I'm chayiv on the combination. So says the Gemara, lo nemru kol shurim aleilu. All the shirim mentioned in the Mishnah Kodesh Rabbi Shimon are only matzniyayin, are for people who safeguard them. In other words, this is for even less. All beverages are revius, and all beverages join together to make revius. Our Mishnah mentioned smaller shirim, so that's for people who safeguard even smaller shirim. That if they safeguard even smaller shirim, so the chayiv on that smaller shirim. Okay, now. Along comes Rabbi Mona, and Rabbi Mona says, According to Chachamim, who argue Rabbi Shimon, Lamatznieh and Koshein, there's no minim shir for those who give their own beverages special significance, so there's no minim shir for them. Whatever they hoard, no matter how small the amount, that's what makes them chayav for taking out on Shabbos, right? So all these shurim are not measured for the matzniim, but rather for regular. All the shurim in our Mishnah are not for people who preserve or safeguard, but for their anybody. So therefore, he's much more machmir. He says the small shurim mentioned in Mishnah go on anybody. The tiny king, and we learned this. A lot of typos here. All the Sherman I mentioned are mentioned for those who hide them. But if you're going to be motzi them and not matznia them, the next word is also a typo. I just realized that. It should be revius. You know, it's for the people who safeguard, so the minimum shiur and the Mishnah apply to that. Otherwise, the shiur is revius. It's just that all the beverages mentioned in Mishnah join together to make up the revius. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. According to Rabbanu, Vitani came to Rabbanu, we learned to Rabbanu all the exact opposite. Lo nemru kol shiur melelo elo lemotziyehen. All the shiur mentioned in Mishnah for people who take out without thinking, without lending significant. Holomatzniyehen, but for those who do give significance on their own, so the shiur is, of course, koshu, the shiur is no matter how small. Okay, so again, almost every single word there is a typo. So the bottom line is, just repeat it outside. Korah B'Shimon, the shiur of Otsoah for beverage is always revius. All these things join together. When you have people who give significant hoard a lower, smaller amounts, so they give significance to smaller amounts, but no less than minimum mentioned in our Mishnah. According to Rabbanan, the shiur for Otsoah is relative for each substance. And therefore, the shiur mentioned in our Mishnah are the relative ones, which are the minimum for each substance in question. If somebody hoards, so no matter how small the amount he hoards, that already gives it significance, and that already is going to be chayv on Otsoah on Shabbos. Okay? Hamotzi cheva. Halacha base. Somebody takes out rope. So what's the shiur of a rope? He allows his man to ozen l'kupa enough to make a handle for one's basket. Gemi, which is a type of sewing material also. Lasso is a hemp of some sort. Kidei lasso is tly in order to make a patch on your sieve. Okay, sometimes you need a patch. Rabbi Lomer, kidei lasso is men of midas mina lakotan, enough to make a measurement of a shoe for a youngster. Niar, if you're taking out paper, kidei lichtov lo kesh mochsi, enough to write on it a seal which you show the tax collector to show that you've paid your taxes. Amotzi kesher mosid. Somebody takes out the tax collector seal. Chayev. The name of itself is a chayev. Near machluk. If you take out a erased paper, which is not good for writing on, then the shear is kdei likroch al pi tzlochus ketana shel plaitin, enough to put to wrap on a small vessel which contains perfume. Okay. Says the Gemara. Hadadat omar behein rechicha. Where do I say the shear is? The amount of rope to make from it, handle for the vessel. Thank you. Pain rechicha by soft rope. Rambein kashi, but by tough rope, in which you don't make vessels. Kedavacho beitz a kala, it's enough to cook a small egg. Gemi kedei lasos toli lenafel kvara. The gemi, that other hemp tie like material, enough to make a patch for a sieve. Oh, that's armor. That's only true behind gave, by stuff which is smooth on the inside, by stuff which is smooth, the smooth hemp. Again, I don't know if it's really hemp, but I'm just translating out of the blue. Behind gave, run behind barrier, but with the outer part of the hemp. No, but that's not this. Gummy was not rubber. It's a type of rope. Yeah, it's gummy. But it wasn't. No, it's a type of hemp or rope. Baram Bein Baria, if it's strong, or the outer layer of the hemp, so then there are also Shtei Bati Benopo Kvara, it has to be enough to make two of the holes in a sieve or in a strainer. Okay? Tani, we learned. Hutin, leaves. The shear is Kedei Lo'asos Ozen L'Kvifa Mitzris. It's actually Hutza is branches. L'Asos Ozen L'Kvifa Mitzris, enough to make a handle for an Egyptian pot. That's only by soft branches. But by a hard branch, it's enough to make a tzefira, and I forgot what that is. It's a hem around the base of a woven vessel. Okay, something like that. Hotzi klei netzarim. If you take her to klei netzarim, the Pnei Moshe says klei netzarim is the fiber around around one of these trees. The Lieberman brings down a pshat that it's two beams. No, it's not klei netzarim, but trei netzarim, two beams. And in one beam you're not chayiv because one beam, what can you do with? But two beams you're chayiv on. Okay. So says the Gemara, a Torah deco, if you take out the fiber around a palm tree, Zemo or Shnaim, the shears too. Zemor is if you take a branch of the Nathia that you want to plant, Shnaim, the shears too. Elam Behem, if you take out for an animal, Kimlo Pigdi. You give it to an animal to eat, the shear is not enough for the animal to eat, a goat. Imlates, you take out to cook shear eights in the shear, which you need in order to cook, which is enough to cook a small egg. Hotishne nimi mizana vasus, if you take out two hairs from a horse's tail, mizana par from a cow's tail, chayev, your chayev, shakay maskino, someone is shoving, they use them to make nets. Or rat, the Pnei Moshe says, to make some part of the sieve. Says more, zipe chazir, a pig's hair is tani shnayim. Some say you have to take out two pigs hair in order to be chayv. These tani achas, and there are those who say one pig's hair. Mandamar shtayim, he says two bilin rachicha by soft pig's hair. Mandamar achas bilin kashir, I said by hard pig's hair. I guess even one is useful to make a vessel. Okay, galinim seeds. I'm trying to get through this as quickly as possible. I don't write the Gemara, right? Makes you wish for the beginning of Klal Gadol, doesn't it? Galinim, pit, galinatia, if you take it out to plant, the shears too. Ilabema, if you take it out for an animal, klumlopi chazir, the mouth of pig eats. Kamu mlopi, how much does he eat? Achas, one seed. Acherim, others say, chacheshbon, if you take it out to serve as an abacus, right, to count. So, chamesh, right? They have seeds in order to use as a device to count stuff, right? So then the shear is five. Five is units. Half a ten. Something like that. I don't know. Hotzi seya, that's the way they used to do stuff. Hotzi seya, if you took out bushes, a seya, a zov, cornice, these are all types of bushes. Im lo chlan ke grogeres. If you want to eat from them, the shears are grogeres. Im lebeimo, if you want to give it to an animal, kum lo biagdi, the amount to go put in his mouth. Im leitim, if you're taking out for Wi-Fi, what could you rate him? The amount used in order to make to cook a small egg. Im la zoya, they're using it for paraduma because he used to use azov to sprinkle paraduma waters, right? You do it for that purpose, then kashira zoya, the amount you need to flick the water. Rabbi Yitzchak Daily told me, "Man, me that's mean all the cotton enough to measure a child's foot." That's going back in our Mishnah about a shear and gemi. Without cotton shear, they only know to last me a child who knows how to put on shoes. Hamotzi kasher marks. Somebody takes out a tax collector's sign. Okay, Tani, we learned that kasher marks, and if you took out the tax collector's sign, Achlo Arola Mochis, before you showed it to the tax collector, Chayev. Misharola Mochis, once you show to the tax collector, potter, because it's worthless, right? What are you going to do with it anymore? So lose its significance. You already use it. Rabbi Yomer, at Misharos Lamochis Chai, even if you're carrying, once you show it to one tax collector, you're Chai, Sharoelos Lamochis Achi, and show it to another Mochis. It's like the easy pass. You guys been to New York recently? No? They have them here too. iPass. That's where you put it, something on your windshield and it collects the toll automatically. So here he just takes the Kesher Mochsin from Mochis to Mochis and they know where to collect from. The truth is rather the way they've explained it says that once he establishes trust with one tax collector, so the other ones can trust him for the money. So therefore, even if he used it already at the allotted tax collector, he can go to another tax collector and show it again, and that's why it still doesn't lose its significance. Okay? Says Moritz Yishtar Chov. This is a cool case. You took out a Yishtar Chov. A bill on a loan, right? Before you showed it to your credit, to your debtor, you're chayv. Mishrol ba'chov potter, once you showed your debtor, you're potter, because you've lost the significance. You're ready for your point that he has to pay you. Once you showed it to one debtor, you're still chayv and take out. Shuroi la'ros ba'chov acher, because you showed it to another debtor. Now, it sounds like you're out to perpetrate fraud. In other words, you're going to take the paid-off document and present it in court against somebody else, as if he owes you money as well. That's not, in fact, what it means. What it means is that the debtor is interested in getting the document in order that he should show people that he pays off his loans. So therefore, it's useful for him to have as a proof that he's a trustworthy individual, character witness, right? Okay. If you take out a raised paper, you're chayiv. Tani im yesh bo chalak, if there's enough smooth area, kidei lichtov shnei osios chayiv, in order to write two letters, then you're chayiv. Okay? Viter, halacha gimel. Or, the amount of leather to take out, or hide, that's just coming enough to make an amulet. Duchsustus, split parchment, kidei lichtov ala mezuzah, enough to write it in a mezuzah. Klaf, which is not a split parchment, they look to a partial kana shel tefillin. The amount to write the smallest amount in a tefillin, the smallest partial tefillin, shushma yisrael, because you write mezuzas on duchsustus and tefillin on klaf. So therefore, the separate shiurim. Okay. Dio, amount of ink is they look to vola of shnei osios. Another to write two letters. Kechol. Ayan ointment. They look to ayan achas, enough to fill in one eye. Zeb is a garpris, pitch and tar. The asos nekiv, in order to make a hole in the in a barrel, and that means that enough to seal the hole. Obviously, we'll learn that in the Gemara. Shava, wax, enough to put up neck of cut, enough to put on a small hole. The same idea. Istaritani, there's some who learned today. Liten al kamia. That the amount of hide or leather you take out is enough to put on the kameh. Mandamark the Esos kameh, he said that you're using the hide to make the kameh. In other words, you're writing on the hide, Bein Rachicha. Say about soft hides. Mandamark the Liten al kameh, he said it's enough to put around the amulet, Bein Kasha. It's say about hard hides, because you can't write on them. Kedah klaf, enough parchment, they licht of a law, parchment, tarish, but filling Shushma Yisrael. Hold that armor, that's only true, but kole pneo or. Where you peel the part of the skin. Mayor got a bad one. You take away the bottom part of the skin. I think I got it backwards before. By duchsustus, where you don't peel it, they lichlo or stay parshas and mezuzah. I think I did get it right. By duchsustus, where it's not peeled, it's a single. No, I got it wrong. Duchsustus is a thick piece of parchment. So there, the shear is two parchments and mezuzah, because you can write on it. By a klap, which is actually a thin piece of leather, right, they peeled it in half, so they can even write a tefillin on it. Then tefillin has one parsha of Shema Yisrael by itself, which is much smaller than the Shema and Vayayim Shema, the Avon and Mezuzah together. So that's what you're chayav on for writing on a split parchment. Okay. Dot Dio ink. Hotzi Dio Bekumbus. You take ink in, out in your pen. In other words, the ink adheres to your pen. So k'day lichtov shtei osios, if it's enough to write two letters, you're chayev. In bekli, tzarech yoser. If, however, the ink is not in your pen, but rather in a container, you need more ink, because some of the ink, ultimately you're going to lose some of the ink, right? Because it's going to adhere to the sides of the inkwell, right? So having the amount of ink you need there in order to be chayev, it's still the amount to write two letters above and beyond what adheres to the sides of the inkwell, so that's a little bit more. No, because the kli is tofel to the ink. We learned that before. We learned when you have a keli which has food of less than a shear in it. Yeah, the ink well is tofel to the ink. So whatever the status of the ink is, it lends that status to the ink well, but not vice versa. Okay? No. When it's in a vessel, that's the keli is the. Okay, is that clear? How much water do you need in order to sprinkle part of the water? Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy. Oh, so whatever it is, it says it over there. It's not important for us. Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ever stated, Lo mistabra in bekli tzarech yasir. Doesn't make sense to say it's always true, but if it's in a vessel, you need more again because some of the water adheres to the sides of the vessel, like we have the spindle by the ink. Okay? Kechol. I heard me. They call eye knocks enough to salve one eye. I'm right. Boom. Rechia shaked. Isha kol cheles achas minavir to sugar. Woman sometimes puts makeup on one eye and goes out to the marketplace like that. I'm Rabbi Avun. I feel zoyna shib zoyna say no. Okay. Even the cheapest woman of all doesn't do that. Okay. Means that if a woman has, say, an infection in one eye, right? She only makes up the other eye, because one eye she can't make up, right? It's sick. Says the Gemara, what do you think our Mishnah would say? One eye story specifically about a sick woman. She's got a problem with her eyes. What the pshat is like this. This is a woman who lives in Iran. She puts the oil, the mascara on one eye and the other eye she covers with her chador. Right? Or chador. So, what? You see them in the schools where you teach?
No, they just cover
No, but they're not so frum. In Afghanistan, they cover the eyes.
They wear goggles.
Like a veil.
Yeah.
So in any event, so what they used to do is they used to keep one eye hidden, okay? And the other shouldn't go out. It seems that this is considered attractive. As it says in Shirashim Libavtani, you glad in my heart, but Achad may and I, Achad may not one your eyes. Rabbanah gave some Shem Rabbi Boomer, Achia gave another pshat, Shkain Isha Suma Bachos may have a woman is Rahman Islam blind in one eye, the Kochel Schavet, she puts her ointment in the other eye, the Yetzel Shulkin, she goes out like that. Zevis the Garfris, pitch and solve the Ezel's neck in order to make a hole. Where there is a hole, where there's a steady flow coming out of it, that's what maznik is, that's really to close off that hole. Shavel kidei liten al kopi nekev katan, enough wax to put on a small opening. Tana Rebbe Chia kidei liten al pi sedek katan, to put on a small crack, which I guess is harder to take, so longer, bigger, something like that. Okay, I'll look it down. The vash, the devek, how much glue you're climbing on Shabbos? Enough to put at the top of the hunter stick. Why would they put glue on their stick?
they will say to you, where will we go?
What?
The
what is it?
What?
What is it? No. This is the... Well, I guess you're right. I guess you could learn that through the handle. No, good idea. A for creativity. I'm not telling you what grade you got in MS. Yeah. Right, the bird sticks. Because Jewish hunters, they can't shoot birds down, right? So we have to find all sorts of innovative ways to catch the birds in order to shech them. Right, big fly paper. Yeah. So you put the glue at the end to stick it to the bird. Okay? A whole new meaning on stick it to the bird. Okay? Says a lot further. Charosis, enough pottery, kidei lita, not pottery, clay.
What?
Yeah, it's...
Jordan?
On Thursday in NPR, they had an interview with one of the remaining Aramaic speakers in the world. I told all of you already? Darn. Repeating my stories already. Oh, no. No, I don't get it.
Very.
Oh, yeah?
About how Yiddish has a resurgence in Chicago. It was almost annihilated during the Holocaust. Now, the Bison.
They're not teaching Shalom Aleichem, though. There ain't no Mendel and Meicher Swarm coming out of that. Yes, the Cheder. Oh, yeah, Lubavitch Cheder. Yeah. All right. Charosik de'asos pikur, enough to make the opening of a crucible, shall surface of goldsmiths, which I guess is very small. If you don't make de'asos pikur, enough to make a tripod on an oven. Subin, k'dei litain, subin is like, it's a coarse grain, okay, and they use it for some purpose, what? Bran, thank you. So they litain a pikur shall surface of enough to put, again, on the crucible of the gold maker, goldsmith. It's used somehow either to fuel them or to hold stuff in there. No, not sure exactly. C, plaster, which is a depilatory, right, moves hair. Could they also k'tan shabonos in order to take off the hair from the smallest of children's daughters? Rita Merkel, they also kill cool in order to take the hair off her temples. Kamil Merkel, they also send DP to take the hair off her forehead. Mal charosis. What's charosis? What's this broken pottery? It's a kavra. It's made from white plaster. Okay, period. Shmuel Amar, offer how much dirt you need to take on Rabbi Chaim and Shabbos. The chasupo dam tibur ketana. Enough to cover the blood of a small bird. Tani, we learned. Cheres koshu. If you take out broken pottery, there's no shear. I skip. Okay, it says the same. Okay. Tani Shmuel, over vavrik de chatzbul bo dam tibur ketana, not just dirt, but also ashes, which are also good for kitzei adam, for covering the blood. Tani cheres koshu nami. I'm spoken. Cheres koshu, gemi koshu. Okay? Now, the thing is like this. We learned before, Gemi already had a shear, right? A specific shear to make from it a sieve or something like that. And Cheres also, it seems, has a different shear. So it says, Gemara, it's mutter letaltlum til chabais. I'm talking about in terms of mukta. In terms of otzo, it's got to be larger. In terms of mukta, it's got to be something which I can designate to use. And no matter how small it is, I can designate it to use it and be allowed to carry it in the house. It's not, it doesn't become mukta. Okay? Rabbi Zia, Rabbi Shmuel said, "Vamina Mukhan, as long as I designate it, because if it's just a speck, when it's not designated for any positive purpose, so I can't carry a chop. It's got to be something which I designate for some positive purpose." Okay? Tony came, we learned to learn to the Braisa, Meguvas Chavis, the cover of a barrel, Bacharoset, Charoset, and the broken pieces thereof. Muta Tatum, it's a Chavis, you're allowed to carry them in the house, and not a problem, Mukta. Yishlichon Ashba, once he threw them out on the city dump, also lead Gaba, you're not allowed to touch them because there's a problem, Mukta involved in them. I'm a Rebbe Nir and Div Rebbe Yehuda. I would say the Rebbe Yehuda is correct. Rebbe Nevich Rebbe Yehuda said, use the plaster as a depilatory on your temples, because the debate so where the depilatory is made in the form of the egg. But here in the case of Rebbe Nechemi, where it says it's used for your forehead, when it's already pounded or pulverized, this medicine, and again, not this medicine, the plaster, I meant. The plaster, it's dissolved. Pulverized. No, I don't take that back. Pulverized, because chavut. Chavut means to... Yeah, it's true, but the word itself literally means pulverized, you know. Lachpot means to hit, so... So anyway, so the bottom line is it's pulverized or dissolved. But this the one you use on your temple is like a bar of soap, right? It's like a cake, like an egg, like he says. Right? You rub it up and down. One we use on your forehead is like a soup, you know. That's the chavit one. All right, says more further. Adoma, what's the shear of dirt? Actually, this is red dirt, clay. Kechota v'atzufin, the amount used to make a seal by those who pack large loads of cargo. Rabbi Akiva. Rechachorim kechoytem igros, the amount used to seal a letter. Zevel, fertilizer v'choldak and fine sand. Kedei lezabakel shukruv echad, enough to fertilize a small stalk of cabbage, a single stalk of cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Kedei lezabakel krisha, enough to fertilize a different type of vegetable. Cholgas, when you're dealing with coarse sand, kedei, which not uses fertilizer, kedei litein a malei kaf seed. It's enough to put on the kaf, which here means like the mixing tray of a cement mixer, or a person who makes plaster for building, because it's not suitable at that point not suitable for fertilizer. It's only suitable to use fertilizer. Yeah, but rather it's suitable to use in order to mix cement. And that's why the shear goes by cement mixers, a mixing bowl, not by the shear of planting. Okay? Not by shear fertilizer. Kone, a pen, or actually not a pen, but a feather. That says kumus, the amount necessary to make a pen. Imeo av o marusas, if it was thick, too thick to be a pen, or it was cut apart. Then the shears clay vashel beitz akal, the shears amount to cook a call egg, a small egg. Beitz akal shear beitz is the smallest among eggs. Trufa, it already has to be scrambled and soon available for us to put into a pot in order to do it as soon as possible. Okay? In order to hasten the cooking process. The Chimshim Biochan said, when you have a reed, you know, I said before, feather, it's really a reed. When you have a reed and you want to make it the pen, Vushe Magil Kishre is supposed to have got to reach up to his knuckles. So this is my Rabbi Zir, boy, Nicho Arocha. I understand if you went this knuckle. Dilma Arocha, do you mean also this knuckle? Or with which knuckle is it? Okay? What?
Yeah. Because otherwise it can't be a pen.
Right. Tamatnina. So we asked him, is it up to here or even up to here? But of course we have no answer. Tamatnina, we looked over there. Michtav is stylus. You know what a stylus is used for? Right on a? No. A Greek. Stylus. Stylus. pen you write on what?
Oh, engraving. That's right, engraving.
Engraves of the wax. Okay. So, says Gemara, a stylus, right? Tamatin a michtavo, a michtav, a stylus, shnitel al kesev tome, even if the brining part has been taken away, it's still a tami nea mochik, it still can be achieved to it because the it has also a erasing part to make the slab of wax clean again. So you're chayav of both elements. Says Gemara,
Nita mochik.
What happens if you took away you took away also the, well, not also, the other direction. You took away the racing part and left the writing part, so it's starting because it can still write. But it still has to have minimum shear, right, in order to grip it. So Rabbi Zir, boy, nicha, arocha, and stand up till here, it's okay. Till maracha, what about up to here? Period. Okay? Rabbi Zir said, kol beitza detam sechas kelim. Anytime it says the word beitza in terms of Kabbalah's tum sechas kelim, ke beitza mamish. It literally means an egg. But Shabbos kol gresa mi beitza, and Shabbos means a large fig out of an egg. Meaning, for example, we said the shear of making a fire, of wood for a fire, is the amount to cook a small egg, right? It doesn't really mean a small egg. What it really means a grogeris, right. Amount to cook a grogeris of that light egg. Okay, the amount, were the grogeris be egg, it will cook much faster, right? So we reckon how much it takes to cook a grogeris of an egg, which is one of the quickest cooking substances in the world. What?
Volume.
Okay? Says Mr. Further. Etzim. The amount of bone you're chayav on is k'yasos menotar enough to make a spoon, a ladle actually. They're make k'yasos menchaf enough to make the a key. Schuchis. Glass. K'yaligav rosh karko enough to sharpen the head of a darning needle. Tsroro evan, not the insect, the actual needle used for darning socks or something. Tsroro o evan, if you have a stone, so the shear is large enough to hit throw it at a bird and stun it. Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov Merkel, there is no behemoth enough to throw at an animal and stun him. Okay? Mao chaf, what's a chaf? A sargid. Something which closes, actually should be sargud. Or sogar good. Right? Sogar good would mean closed door. Right. So it's a lock on the door. Tamati, we looked over there, nidlu chaf and tummy. I have a caution that though, because it says over there somewhere else, if you take away the chaf, the key is still tame. You need a coffee because it has holes in it, and the holes can serve to put the key back together again and use it to open the door. This to move the coffee, and vice versa. Let's say there are no holes. Tame the coffee, it's still okay. It's still makabel tuma because you have the coffee in there because you have the boundaries, right? Which we call them? No, I made a mistake. Sorry. Let me go back a second to begin the mark. Malchav sagi. What's a chav? It's a sagi. It's a key. Tamatim, we learned over there. Nidlu chavan. We don't know what this means. We have a problem. It says here, nidlu chavan. If you take away the chav, it's still tummy. We made a covenant because the key is still usable because of the holes in it. If the holes got stopped up also in the key, so it's still usable, it's still usable because of the coffin. So what are these things? If a coffin is a key, how can you say that a coffin is a subcategory of the key, which makes the key kosher usable, right? Either the key is a key or the key is not a key. I can see sometimes the key's got a key and sometimes the key doesn't got a key. Makes no sense, right? Key or sin. So says the Gemara. Says more time. Chavishes Rabbi Yehuda. No, Tamanu Avir Chav Kilot. Loch Avir Chav Sargi. Their Chav over there in that bright. So Chav means the teeth of a tea. And the teeth of the tea, sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get away without them. Just from the holes, the notches in the key are sufficient. You don't actually need the key, the teeth. By the way, the teeth in the old days didn't look like this. Teeth look like, you know, much thicker and yeah, right. Okay. Says the Gemara. Here he calls a chaf a sargid, meaning a whole key. But really, over there, well, it's not talking about Shabbos, but about Tuma. There, a chaf is called the teeth of the key by itself. Okay, so there, as long as it has the teeth, it's still a key. Here, in order to be chayv and otzo, it's got to be a whole key and not just the teeth. Okay, Damatim, we learned over there. Sorry, I skipped ahead. Who is the grober Rosh HaKarkar? Glass enough to sharpen the top of a needle. Tamatine over there we learned shows chuga is glass. You have to have enough glass in order to pour oil in it, which will hold be held in the glass. So how can you reconcile with this, which says it just has to be big enough to use it as a sharpener? Says Gemara. Again, Tamatine even shows chuga say the tzugu sol shemen. But you're saying differently. So Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Kohen, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Anu Gesorin said, "Kan ba'ava kan b'chada." It depends if it's a thick piece of glass or a thin piece of glass. If it's a thick piece of glass, so you can't use it to sharpen. It's dull. So therefore, the shear is the shear given of using oil in it. But if it's sharp, then it can even smaller shear because it can be used to sharpen. Okay. Is by Maymar. Some would say kambe metalto kambe moti. Vis-a-vis hotzah, the minimum shear is enough to. Vis-a-vis hotzah, the minimum shear is enough to sharpen. However, to make it ois mukta, obviously sharpening is an osur malacha on Shabbos and Yotin. So, ever to make it ois malacha, ois mukta, you need to have a permissible use. What's the smallest permissible use you can have for a piece of glass? Told oil in it. So that's later on. In order to preclude the mukta problem, that we'd say that the shear is the amount which holds oil. In order to preclude, in order to be chayvan otza, even a much smaller shear is chayvan. Okay? Tzror or evan, a rock or a stone, can at least look above it, has to be large enough to throw the bird. Shim rabbi Hashem might be able to take it, at least throw glachoy all the yargish, to throw at the back of the bird so he feels it. The kavas and so too, they should use glachoy beyo targish, to throw at the back of the animal so it should feel it. Period. New issue. Tani, our old friend, Tzor Mercurzo, and a stone which is smooth, then you can pick it up on Shabbos and use it. What do you use it for? Remind yourself. Bathroom needs, right. Tzor Mercurzo, kezayis, the shear is kezayis, or kegel, the size of a nut, or kebetz, the size of an egg. Those are all valid sizes for this purpose. No flum canebos, rather than you take it and you wipe your feet, which is a euphemism. Rashwab Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shemuel, say a name as father, and Melo Yadi, get up to a handful. The volume of a hand of a stone. Rabbi the Amar Beitz Ben Zoni Yeshiv Yishayv Ne Rabbi. Beitz Ben Zoni would sat and said for a Rabbi. Amar, he said, Kachu Nomri. Do we say like this? Sheitzorich Sheiv Shuheishiv Meshakel Biyad. You have to take the stone away in your hand. Oh, is it heavy enough? Not any heavy enough. So says Maramalei. No, he said Akomut. So everything is okay. Except for a clump of dirt, because what happens to a clump of dirt when you wipe yourself with it? It disintegrates, and that's the melacha of tochin, of grinding, right? So that's forbidden. Rabbi Elul Shemiyah Shonu said, "Kimlo rega meducha ktana shobasan." The largest shear you get is the shear of the leg of a spice grinder, spice box, whatever size that is. Rabbi Ela, b'shem Rabbi Ram Rabbi Yis Lomrel Shabosim. It's only a spice grinder used for one type of spice, or a shamsoima used for multiple types of spices, low, because then that's going to be much too large. Rayla Shemeshimelosh said, if you have a stone on which grass grew, mosses, I assume, you can take it and use it to wipe yourself. However, at Shabbos, if you tear off the moss on Shabbos, chayv chatas, because it's growing on the rock. Okay? Tain Rabbi Chia, cheres kosher, also kaneh, but you're not allowed to use any pottery to wipe yourself because it has sharp points. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, lo sof tover cheres is not just pottery, el fil ozni chavils, even the handles of the pots, even though you think they're smooth, who knows, sometimes not smooth. V'chol davish nilchasor, nilchasor riyot, anything which went to the kiln or fire and came out, you're not supposed to use in order to wipe yourself. Okay? Some sort of shadim issue. Okay? The Bible has a slight difference. It says anything which the fire can burn, you shouldn't use. But here it's anything which fire has had control over one time and then you use to wipe yourself. Okay?
Where am I now?
Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi Omer, to use a rock which my friend already used to wipe himself, use water which did not 40 saw in order to wet yourself, in order to wipe yourself. So that's, they're both are unhealthy. Also, you can't use it. The tzor of your friend, for obvious reasons, has his excrement on it. The water, I guess, because if you had that small body of water, the water turns brackish, and it's dangerous to put into your digestive system. Chaim Sharimona said, "Maim shlichli b'em kelev, water which a dog licked, also can have by not allowed to use to wipe yourself." The Tanakh, we also learned, "Ein mekanchi lo b'pi kelev, you can't use the saliva of a dog." Nor can you use the face of the dog to wipe yourself. I guess you stuck your nose in there. I don't know. So, nor waters which he licked. Nor waters which don't have 40 saw. Vahein, and that water, the mishazgu, mishazgigu, buvne, the coordinator says, water which they use to wash out a sewer, vahein, the mishazgis and batu, and those they use to wash out a bath, rao tabaus, it's bad for the anus, it causes all sorts of problems, you shouldn't use it to wipe yourself. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Boom, Sharavuna said, chamishas varin nem rukum rishokana, the five things they said about a sharp twig. Ain't sure the boy can't check with it. They can't use a bris mila because it splinters. They can't use it to as a toothpick. They because you can't use it to cut meat on the table. You cannot use it to wipe yourself. They because they have a bad spirit on them. The bad spirit is, of course, that it's dangerous, of course, splinters, and that's bad for you. Yes, bad spirit.